Hey friends, as you might expect from a company the size of Microsoft, we've got hundreds and hundreds of Azure subscriptions that run our internal line of business apps. Mark Jacobs is here to show us how we find and mitigate security risks across all those subscriptions with a DevOps kit that you can use too. I'm learning how today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Mark Jacobs, and we're going to talk about the Secure DevOps Kit for Azure. Now, this isn't a sample or a toy. This is real stuff doing real work.
That's right.
Why give it to the people? Why not keep it a secret?
Because we believe that it's really important to show not only what we do as our own enterprise, but to make those same tools, that same experience available to our customers. And in fact, we showcase it with our enterprise customers today.
Really? And this is like, we are Microsoft working with Microsoft, but it's almost as if our internal line of business is a business. It's a whole company, like a, you know, like a Walmart or like a Chase Manhattan. It's a big old company that happens to be a customer of Azure.
That's right. Yeah, we use the same tools that our external customers use. So we like to look at things the same way our customers might need this.
Do you have to think about billing and stuff like that? Like, are we paying? We don't get like free Azure time for all, right?
I wish.
It's a real company.
It absolutely is a real company. We get real bills, and we really do try and optimize as well as our customers do.
So it sounds like that means that there's no free lunch, whether it comes from billing or whether it comes to security. All of these things need to be dealt with in the most formal way possible.
That's right, that's right. And so we looked at the toolkit as an opportunity for how can we visualize what we have, enumerate the risks within our resources in Azure, and then make this an easy to use tool for our engineering teams to use and deploy and understand the risks and take action.
Now, how is this a formal tool versus like sometimes you'll see in an enterprise there's a loosely confederated group of scripts that people build up over a year and it becomes this kind of like, you know, knowledge that is spread with rumor and innuendo. Is this an app or is this a collection of best practices and docs? What is this shaped like?
It's a little bit of everything, actually. So it is glue at its very core. However, that glue takes the best practices, takes the configurations that we can find in Azure, and quickly pull it into one easy to use resource.
Very cool. And is it evolving? Is this a moment in time or is there an endpoint or is this always, best practices are always being developed and refined?
Well, it is speed of Azure. So new services come online all the time. That means we need to consider what are those configurations, what are the risks. If we are looking at new resources, do our engineering teams have the insight, the tooling in order to understand that and then move on so they can go and create great apps and code?
So what is this website that we're looking at that's now public?
Yeah, so this is our public site for the DevOps toolkit. And on here, it gives you information about the documentation. We have all sorts of how-to and guidance because the kit is a PowerShell module, but it does so much more. So what it can do is run tests against your environment. It covers over 30 Azure services today. It has over 290 different security controls that it looks at. And those are going to range from automated experiences where I can enumerate, do I have my configuration turned on or not? And in fact, it will also generate fix scripts. So if I find something, I can fix it automatically.
Nice. Is this something where the script is going to run all the time, or I run it like I set up my own process and run it once a week, or are there any continuous checks?
Yeah, great question. So part of the kit that we use internally at Microsoft is something that we call continuous assurance. What that does is it establishes an automation account with a runbook, and it scans our subscriptions once daily. So that way we can detect drift, we can correct, and ultimately provide tremendous visibility across our environment.
It does make me wonder, since we are, or you are, closer to Azure than the typical customer, in the sense that you're at least in the same city, do you take any of these security best practices, share them with their team, and then they may someday show up in the security advisor and be part of Azure itself?
Absolutely. Yeah, so one of the best things that we do is we take our learnings, we take the kit, and work with our partners in the various product groups. And in fact, a lot of the goodness that's coming out of the Secure DevOps Toolkit mm-hmm. is coming into our up-and-coming capabilities within Azure, such as Azure Policy and Azure Security Center.
What about runbooks and security scripts from big companies? Like, I can't think of any giant companies right now that I'm allowed to mention their names of, but let's say BigCo is an Azure customer. They have a relationship with their Azure field people. Can they flow their security best practices into your toolkit and then ultimately back into Azure?
Well, the nice thing about the toolkit is there's a lot of flexibility. Mm. So you can pick and choose. And in fact, when you run a scan on your subscription, it's only going to enumerate the controls that are relevant.
Nice.
So only if I have the certain resource types would it ever come on a report.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a partner program.
Nice.
And so we involve other customers. We like to get feedback and input. And that way it makes for a much richer experience, especially internally and externally.
Very cool. And I noticed right up there in the upper right-hand corner, I see a GitHub.
That's right.
So this is open source, which means I could fork it, I could bring it into my company, I can use it as is, I can maybe put a pull request or comment on the issues.
You can definitely look at all of it. We don't keep anything a secret. If you want to look at the actual source, when you pull down the module in PowerShell, you can read all the code if you would like.
Very cool.
So it's all available there, and yes, it's on GitHub. All that documentation that you see here on the pretty site is available there too.
Yeah.
Within our repo where you can start getting some guidance on how to install it and how to use it.
Mm-hmm. And now, is that something where you can run a demo for me and we could maybe do some
checks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So just to note on the screen here, we have our page for installation, and it's very easy. Mm-hmm. Within PowerShell, you would simply install the module itself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that, then use your PowerShell, and you'll notice that there's a number of different commands already part of that kit
wow.
that we can start to use mm-hmm. right from the start. Now, say I'm a customer, I don't want to put everything in the kit today, but I do want to get a quick read on my environment. I can use a command here, just run a scan on my subscription,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to show you something really cool with this script.
Okay.
I'm going to generate a fix script with it, so you can see how this works.
Oh, it actually makes script that makes scripts that are custom. Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Okay. So. We're just going to let this run right now on my
subscription. So I see that you're saying get, what do we say, as? How do we pronounce this? As SK?
Well, that's a pretty long string,
the
right?
The Azure Security Kit?
That's right. So it's just a commandlet, and it's pulling in various APIs that are already leveraged within Azure today.
Right. So you're sitting on top of public APIs.
That's right. Yeah, we're not doing anything different than what's already available today through the different services that we have for our customers. We're just pulling it all together into an easy-to-use kit.
Yeah.
And so what you can see that's happening right here is it's checking each of the resources in my subscription.
Mm-hmm.
There's six different resource types in there, and so the controls that are relevant for each of those will be checked.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's done, it'll give me a summary of what it found, and it will pull up a CSV file you can open in Excel
right.
to get a summary, not only of what needs to be fixed, but also the guidance on how to fix it. So say I didn't want to use that fix script.
Mm-hmm.
I could just follow the advice
within it
and do it myself. And that's fine. Until you get more comfortable with how to use it, mm-hmm. that might be the best path.
Okay.
So you can see here, it finished the scan. And it automatically popped up a folder that has the scan results in it.
There's a ton of stuff in there. It didn't just make a CSV. It made a bunch of folders, a readme.txt. You're going to spend an afternoon thinking about what the next steps are.
Yes, you definitely could. So let's take a look at what's inside.
Look at this.
I know. There's a whole bunch of information
yeah,
here.
We'll do a filter and check out our status. I'm seeing manual, passed, verified. Yeah, what's failed?
A whole bunch of stuff. What has failed? Let's see. Okay, well, two controls have failed.
Ah.
Encrypt in transit. Now, this happens to be something with our storage accounts.
Hmm.
So, and one thing that's important to note, both of these controls support autofix.
I see. So if it didn't support autofix, it would give me a list or a link to do the manual fix.
That's right.
But because
it might be more involved.
When you called this, I noticed that you put in generate fix scripts as a parameter
to
the larger thing. So then that fix script must be in that folder somewhere.
Yes, it is. Let's take
right.
a look.
This is cool. I love stuff like this because I feel like I could probably, even though I'm a small enterprise, I'm me, I could run this right. I don't need to be a giant company to run this on my own account.
No, not at all. Anyone can use this just by downloading the kit. If you have a subscription, yep, and running against it and getting that advice.
Very cool.
Now, whether you take it or not, that's up to you.
Yeah, that
but
is nice.
We do strongly recommend it. Now, for those customers that want to know what's in that fixed script, we do provide the JSON. So that file's right here. You can investigate it to see, well, what would get fixed,
right,
if I ran this.
No surprises. You don't want to blindly run a script on your Azure account.
It's important to know what you're doing with it. If you're making a corrective change, what the impact might be, right? We do make a point of making sure that any of our advice is going to be non-impactful as best we can.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and execute this fixed script. It's going to validate against the subscription, making sure that I know exactly what it is that I want to fix. Mm-hmm. So there's two controls, and it does give you the chance to get out.
And this is going to fix those two attributes of our Azure Security account that were configured in a less than highly secure way.
That's right. So it's...
Oh, and you even get a report on what it did.
That's right. I even get a report. It gives you plenty of output. You've got a trace of what you did. And one thing I want to show you, did it actually fix it? Well, here are my resources in the Azure portal.
Right.
If I take a look at that, the setting itself is something that's in my configuration. And this is what we wanted to make sure was turned on, secure transfer. So that fixed script took it from an insecure state to a secure state.
See, now I'm sitting here, we're a little bit concerned. We're filming an episode of Azure Friday, and I'm wondering if this is a problem on my own account. So I'll be excited to try this out later this afternoon.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Should.
So show me the website that people can go to get this information.
You bet. So go to this website, AZSK, azurewebsites.net. That gives you the page with all the documentation. And again, remember, the GitHub link is right in the upper right corner.
Very cool. I am learning all about how to make Azure more secure with the Secure DevOps Kit for Azure today on Azure Friday.